born with amelia, a rare condition that causes very short limbs. 3-year-old Lesego Marema lives a life filled with zero limitations. Times Live spoke to the 3-year-old's mother, Martha Maremi, who told us about the different challenges they face on a daily basis, and how her daughter is already leaving an everlasting impact on TikTok.
How Lesego is, let's say, bouncing baby girl. She was born with a disease called amelia disease. At first it was hard. You know, on the first day it was hard because I didn't understand. Like, in fact, I didn't know. Now in my real life, I never thought that there were people like this in the world. It was for the first time I was seeing it with my daughter. And then by the time they told me that you have a baby girl, and then she's like this, then I was like, no, I didn't understand. And the first day, no, I didn't understand anything. Or how is it possible that a person can be born without hands? It was so impossible until they called, because it was late, around 8 in the evening. But then they called other doctors who were already at home, because it was already late. It was after hours. So they called other doctors, and then those doctors, they came, and then they started showing me videos of people who were like my daughter. And then I was like, you know, some of them, they were getting married. Honestly, I never thought that it was true, because it was for the first time I'm seeing someone like that. And I even took her to Sona. The doctors have checked her, and then they said that when she grows up, she's going to make kids just like other women. So for now, she's just a fine baby. There's nothing wrong with her. Most of the time she enjoys watching TV, and then the other thing that she enjoys most is playing with other kids. You know, when she's around other kids, she enjoys so much that she doesn't want to do anything. She just wants to play and enjoy being around other people. You know, for the first time, I was like, maybe I was so stressed because I didn't know, like, how are we going to teach her how to eat, how to bathe herself, how to, maybe if she wants to pick up something, then I was so stressed. So how are we going to teach her? Because we don't understand. We don't know how to use our legs, even today. I don't even know. I can't pick up something from the floor with my two knees, but she can do it. She can do anything on her own. She doesn't need anyone to teach her. And then I get surprised most of the time because of the things that she do. For the first time, she started to pick up a spoon and started eating. Then I was like, no, she can do it. But no one taught her how to do those things. She just does things on her own. I just help her where I can. But if she refuses my help, she sometimes doesn't want me to help her do anything. She just does things on her own. Then I allow her to do those things. And now I give her freedom to do whatever that she wants to do. If she wants to take a phone and start playing games and doing, I allow her to do all those things. I didn't have TikTok tonight the first time. So my cousin, she visited our house. Then she was like, let me post this child on my TikTok. And then people started commenting. I said, no, create her own account. Open an account for her so that we can see her more. Then she said, no, let me teach you about this TikTok. And then she started to show me how to do TikTok. And I started posting her videos just like that. You know, the followers started to grow, and then people started to like it. And then I was like, okay, maybe, because people started to follow us, people started to comment, people started to send us gifts. Then I was like, yo, those people are sharing me, are they making me this wrong, they're making me feel worried. I'm not alone in this, I'm not the only parent for this child. They started to make me feel better, started to cancel me. And then I started to receive, whenever I post some videos, people started to contact me and said, yo, mama, how are you doing this? Because I'm raising a child, she was born without both hands. I'm raising a child, I never took her out of the house, she was born with this one leg. You know, then I started talking to people, and then I said to them, like, well, these things are real, but we need to accept our kids as they are. So far, ever since I had Lesego, and now she's 3 years, I've never had that big challenge. I couldn't know small kids, they just talk, hey, banana, but any other things, like maybe like someone that I can meet on the street and then be talking negative things about my dad. I don't know why. I've never experienced such. You know, about the TikTok, I just want to show people, like to show the world that there are people, these people that are not different, like they are not different to anyone else. They're just the same, just like we have both hands. Sometimes they can do better things, even now, with both two hands, I can't do them. So I just want the world to know, and I want the world to see that it is possible. Where they said maybe it is impossible, no, it is possible. They can do it. And they can do it without someone assisting them. I want my daughter to be someone who's out there so that the world can know her. Because like sometimes I receive texts from people from Nigeria, texts from people from Botswana, out of this world. They say, no, we like that child. We wish we can have someone like that. So I can see that there's a big thing, maybe there's a that they see that I don't see. But see, from my side, I'm not raising her because of I want something. I'm just raising her because of I have accepted my situation and I have accepted her the way she is.
Reporting for Times Live, this is Modiege Mashamaite.